It's 58 degrees. We want to invite you to get out there and vote. I'm sure our next guest will also encourage you to do so. Pete Hoekstra is the former congressman. He's running for the United States Senate seat currently held by Debbie Stabenow. Pete, I've probably been talking to you more than your wife this last few weeks. How are you?
I'm doing just fine. Hey, thank you. Good morning.
Well, I know you want to encourage voters to get out.
Oh, absolutely. I think, you may remember a state representative from years ago, Bill Beauvier. Bill used to ride around with a bumper sticker on his car that said, "The world is run by those that show up." And, there are some people who just won't go out and vote today. But today we will elect nominees for major offices, whether they show up or not. And I hope they all show up.
Pete, what's more important, to have the ads and the signs and to be on TV and the radio, or to get out and press the flesh?
Well, I think you really need a balanced approach, and that's what we tried to do in our campaign. We've established a statewide organization. I've been all across the state meeting with groups, talking with them about my vision, the solutions that I would like to bring to Washington. And at the same time, we also raised enough money to make sure that we had a credible presence on TV, on radio, and those types of things. So it has to be, especially in a statewide race, it has to be a balanced approach. And some of the districts that cover less people, you can pretty much still run very much a grassroots campaign where you can touch enough voters personally to win an election. But on a statewide race, it's all about balance.
What could you have done better during the campaign?
Well, I think, it took us a little while to get started to put the team together, to make sure that we were clicking on all cylinders. I think the first couple of months, first three months were hard. The last 2-3 months of the campaign, we really have been clicking on all cylinders. But that's not unusual. It takes a while for a group of people who come together with the kind of challenge that we have in front of us to be able to be successful. But, here we are at the end of this primary. I think we've got the message right. We've got the team in place. And, we're hoping for good results today so that we'll be ready to, start taking this debate to Debbie Stabenow and taking it to the people of Michigan as to why the solutions that we're proposing are the best for Michigan.
Any regrets?
Oh, I'm sure there's always some regrets, that you could have done some things better and those types of, some of those. But the bottom line is, I feel very comfortable with what we've done, and I think we've gotten the job done. And like I said, hopefully we've built the foundation today to be effective. The ultimate prize is, getting sworn in on January 3, and there's a couple of big hurdles. We got to win today. And we're going to work till 8 o'clock tonight to make sure that that happens. And then we've got to start off right away tomorrow morning in the race with Debbie and be successful on November 6th. So there's still a long way to go.
Well, all the polls have you way ahead, almost in landslide fashion. Do you agree with that?
I think the polling numbers have consistently been good. But I also know that you never win an election based on polls. You're never quite sure that whether you're polling the right universe of people, the people who are actually going to come in and vote. So we're not taking it for granted at all. We've identified Hoekstra supporters. We're going to be calling them and encouraging them to vote today. You're encouraging the people, everybody, to come out and vote. And so, like I said, the focus here really is on making sure that we have a plan for the campaign. The plan had us working until 8 o'clock tonight. And that's exactly what we're going to do.
The differences between yourself, Mr. Durant, and Mr. Heckman?
Well, I think we're all good candidates. And I think what I bring is I bring a pattern of success both in the private sector and in the government sector. I worked for a great company at Herman Miller for 15 years. The other half of my professional career has been in Congress, but in both at Herman Miller and in Congress, I've been all about solution, getting things done. And in Congress, it's always been getting things done based on a core set of conservative values and principles. So the success in the private sector and the government sector, I think, is exactly what we need in the U.S. Senate We need somebody who can hit the ground running, because I'll tell you, there's some major problems in terms of getting this economy moving, dealing with Obamacare, dealing with the deficit, and taking advantage of the opportunity of becoming energy independent. I can hit the ground running on those issues and bring about real change, almost immediately in January.
All right, Pete, final question for you, and we're talking with former Congressman Pete Hoekstra on the Tony Conley Morning Show on 1320 WILS. Pete, there are journalists that we have talked to who have said that you're going to have a tough battle when it comes to the race against Debbie Stabenow. She's got a ton of money. She's got a ton of support, especially from the union side. And from their perspective, they believe that she's looked at as someone who has done a lot for Michigan to bring money, to bring jobs, to bring policies that benefit not only Michigan but the region. How would you respond to that?
Well, I'd like to see the evidence of that. Michigan, for the last 4 years under Jennifer Granholm and under Debbie Stabenow, we had the highest unemployment rate in the country. We only started to see that improve after Rick Snyder got elected as governor and we brought Republican leadership into the state legislature. This is a senator who voted for an $800-900 billion stimulus plan. She sits on a budget committee that hasn't passed a budget in the U.S. Senate for I think now close to almost 1,200 days. I haven't seen a pattern. I'm in this race because I haven't seen a pattern of success and things benefiting the state of Michigan. It's true she's got a pile of money, but I don't see the pattern of success, and that's what the next 13 weeks are going to be about, whoever wins this primary, exposing her record and holding her accountable, because I think these political pundits that have outlined the types of points that you have, I think, are dead wrong.
All right, Pete, we appreciate your time. Good luck to you, and we'll talk with you soon.
Hey, sounds good. Thanks. Have a great day.
It is currently 60 degrees, 743 on the Tuesday morning edition of the Tony Conley Morning Show on 1320 WILS, 1320WILS.com.